USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC announced Tuesday a major change in its mask policy, now recommending that people start wearing masks again in indoor public spaces and areas with high level of COVID transmission. This applies even if you are vaccinated. The change coming as the Delta variant of the virus has spurred a rise in new infections across the country, especially among those who are unvaccinated. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky explained the reasons for the change to ABC News, including the new data that was the reasoning for including the fully vaccinated in the updated guidance.
We did, over those last several days now, see new science that demonstrated for those who are vaccinated that they could, in fact, transmit if they are one of those rare breakthrough infections. So that's new. When we were looking at the alpha variant at prior variants in this pandemic, we were not able to see that if you were vaccinated and you are a breakthrough case, that you could transmit to others.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The bassist for one of the most iconic rock bands in history has died. Lance Pry has the details.
All those years I knew about Billy and his group, and I never met him. So I think we already had a little bit of idea of what was going to happen. But then we threw that out the window because what happened was really great and unexpected.
Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard of the Texas-based trio since 1969, ZZ Top, made a sad announcement Wednesday afternoon. Bass player Dusty Hill has passed away. He died in his sleep at home in Houston, Texas. The band put out a statement, "We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top." Dusty Hill was 72 years old. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Please help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An illegal immigrant found guilty of a murder in Iowa could get a new trial. Tim Berg reports.
Defense attorneys for Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant convicted of murdering Molly Tibbetts, argued earlier this week that their client deserves a new trial, citing evidence they said ties her abduction and stabbing death to another man. Two new witnesses came forward independently of one another and told police that a local 21-year-old man, Gavin Jones, told them he had killed Tibbetts. Defense lawyers have requested a new trial based on that information. As far as if that will happen, defense attorney Johanna Spillborg tells Fox News,
"Evidence is only as credible as its source. So this newly discovered evidence is inherently incredible. Why? Because it's coming from a jailhouse snitch, from another jailhouse snitch. It's hearsay evidence. Piled on hearsay evidence. And I don't think the judge is going to give it enough credibility to overturn what the jury already did here."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Wednesday's game between the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies was postponed because of a COVID outbreak among the Nationals. Manager David Martinez told reporters that 4 players and 8 staff members had tested positive, with some experiencing symptoms and some asymptomatic. But he said all cases appeared to be mild. The game is currently rescheduled as part of a doubleheader for Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.